Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Welcome to the Overcoming Emotional Eating Podcast. A special edition tonight enables you to take a live look at a pre-recorded line where I take calls, questions, and help with solutions for any patterns related to eating. Take a listen and keep on learning. Anybody, any questions, comments, or things we can help with tonight?
Wendy, I have a question. I get a real sweet craving, and I think about it probably more than I should until I go to the store and get a candy bar or a piece of cake or something like that. Is there anything that we can do so to break those thought habits? Because once you think about it, then it causes me to act on it.
Yep. There's two ways you can break that thought pattern. And that's what it is. It's a pattern, right? Of once it gets in your brain, it doesn't get out. It keeps cycling.
Right.
So one thing, and this is going to go, I'm going to teach you this, but it's this is a little bit farther out there. For my clients that have gotten this skill, it's the best skill ever, but it takes some practice. What I call it is awareness orientation. So when that happens, when you start to think about the cake, you're going to actually bring a part of you next to you and go, oh, look at me. I'm thinking about that cake. What's going on? Like, where am I? What's happening around me? What time is it? Who'd I talk to? How do I feel? Because there's a part of you that's feeling that, and then there's a part of you that can think about all the other stuff around that. So you got to get some information about why that's happening. Your brain sounds like once it latches onto something, it drives that. But if you can bring another part out that can even, you know, you keep a piece of paper with you during that time and write down, who am I with? What am I doing? Where am I? What time is it? What would somebody else be noticing about what's going on right now? If you do that a few times, you might see a pattern in your environment or who you talk to or how you felt or where you are. There might be a culmination of things there that can be a pattern as well, not just the compulsivity of that.
Okay.
The other part of it is not leaping. One of the things that we know happens when we move into a pattern of rising escalation of a feeling, right? And for you, it might not be a feeling on the surface, but it might be, I need the cake, 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 I need the cake. And it escalates. Now, there's an emotion there, I'm certain of it. I don't know what it is for you. But when that escalates, and we learn that we can jump off that climbing, I call it a climbing mountain, right? We're climbing that mountain of escalation. When we learn we can jump off and get relief just by going to the store and getting cake, we keep doing it.
Okay.
If you sit with the feeling, I promise you'll come back on the other side of the mountain. I promise.
Okay.
The more you give into it, the more it recognizes that you're a leaper.
Okay. Yeah, because this has gone on for a while and it doesn't satisfy when I do eat it. And it's like, well, why do I crave this so much, you know?
Because we can crave the cycle, the escalation and the leaping off, and then the release that comes with that. More so than we even crave, you know, or feel satisfied by the cake or the cookie or whatever's on the other side.
Okay.
It's going through the pattern of that. So here's a cool thing to do if you're alone when this happens, and I've had clients do this. Draw yourself a mountain as you're starting to feel that. So where are you on the mountain? And just draw the incline on where you are. And then how does it feel? And then escalate your mountain to that peak. And then how does it feel? And escalate it higher. Draw your mountain out, recognizing as that compulsivity starts to take momentous force, where you are on a mountain. Sit there and recognize when it starts to come down the other side. When you draw it, it gives a really interesting visual for you because you'll really start to be in touch with your feeling then.
Okay.
The leaping off is our desire to diminish the feeling. But it doesn't because we kind of become addicted to the pattern.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. That's helpful.
You're welcome. Yeah. So there's a couple of things in there that you can use to help with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. Let me know how it goes. I'm interested.
Okay.
The more you learn about that pattern, it will, that pattern, if you break that pattern, that will help you with your body and your mind forever.
Huh. That's what I want.
Yeah. Because that pattern can be related to a lot of things. That same pattern of, you know, escalating emotion, leaping off into what we want to quell it, and then coming out the other side. Because that can be cake, it can be cookies, it can be candy, it can be ice cream. It can be other things too. But that pattern in there is one reason why people gain weight and some other things. So, but great work in identifying it.
Okay.
Great work. Yeah. Excellent job.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.